people of the world, and welcome to Good Mythical Mesopotamia. It's your host, Liam, and today I brought some lovely speakers for you today. AJ Antonio.
Hello.
Jackie Ng.
Hello.
Connor Ong.
Hi, hello.
And Eleanor Dewitt.
Hello.
So I know you're wondering, today's topic is, drum roll please, organization! Probably wondering what I mean by organization. And no, it's not the one you're probably thinking right now. It's not like organizing your room. The organization I mean is like organization of society and government and all that political shenanigans and nonsense. So, anybody have to add anything to that? Good, let's move on to our first segment, the facts. In this segment, we will answer questions from our fans.
So our first question that we have received is, who did the ancient Mesopotamians worship and how did that affect the people pyramid?
Major gods in Mesopotamia included Anu, fathers of gods in the sky, Enlil, god of air, Utu, god of the sun and truth and justice, Nana, the moon god, Inanna, goddess of love and war, Ninhursag, goddess of earth, and Enki, god of fresh water, wisdom and magic. Each Mesopotamian city had their own patron god. The king was believed to be a god on earth, and that was the reason why the king was the highest in the hierarchy, which is like an...
So on to our second question. Who was the most important noble in ancient Mesopotamia aside from the king?
The most important noble would be the crown prince, usually the king's oldest son. He had his own palace where he learned arts, crafts, fighting, and royal etiquette. The other sons of the king would be assigned as governors of conquered nations. They all still were under the king's rule.
On to our third question. Were the rules of the court in ancient Mesopotamia the same as today? Were they just and fair?
Answer. In ancient Mesopotamia, judges made everyone swear to tell the truth during the beginning of a trial, usually while touching a symbol of their gods, such as the divine spear symbol of Ishtar. The Mesopotamians also reviewed the cases and made votes to pronounce whether the accused was guilty. However, the accused would often bribe the judges to let he or she go. Today, we use the same oaths as ancient Mesopotamia in the court of law, in which the accused and the witnesses must swear to tell the truth and only the truth.
On to question 4. How were death and criminal sentences carried out in Mesopotamia?
The answer is death and criminal sentences were carried out like this. If you poke someone's eye out, then as punishment, you do the same to yourself. Another way of how they were carried out was by if a man behaves lawlessly, he shall be killed. These are two examples of the Mesopotamian death and the criminal.
What are the most important laws in Hammurabi's code?
Some of the most important laws were if you steal from the temple, you will die. Because it's a temple and you shouldn't steal from a temple. Also, if you steal from the high priest, you will also die.
That's it?
Yeah. And this is important because without any of these laws, you could just pretty much do anything you want and that would not work out because then everyone would be killing each other and stealing from each other and yeah.
So that concludes our good mythical Mesopotamia!
Woo! Yeah! Okay.
Oh yeah, buy our merch. Subscribe!